February 14th, 2014. Blessed Mother is here as Mary, protectress of the faith. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Years ago, I came to you seeking recognition under the title Protectress of the Faith, but it was deemed unnecessary by the ones who had the power to endorse it. Today, the faith has been ravaged by the compromise of truth. Loss of faith has resulted in a multitude of church and school closings. These statistics bear witness to the ever-present need for this title, and under this title, my protection. Satan has succeeded in destroying the faith from the inside out, twisting vocations to his advantage, and indoctrinating the youth with his lies instead of educating them in the truth. So these days, there is truly a remnant faithful who still tenaciously cling to the tradition of faith. As liberalism becomes more and more apparent, I remind one and all that I am still the protectress of faith. Even though this important title has been denied the proper endorsement it deserves in this country. The lack of recognition of this title has caused many souls to lose their faith and has contributed greatly to the state of my son's mournful heart. Time has proven the need of this title, but errors continue to go unrecognized. How sad is the state of my son's heart as he sees what has happened and knows what could have been. A note is given. On August 28, 1988, Our Lady came as guardian of the faith to visionary Patricia Talbot of Cuenca, Ecuador, in South America. In 1991, the bishops of Ibarra and Guayaquil in Ecuador approved the movement which contains the name Guardian of the Faith, and thus, implicitly, the title.